From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans of Bleed Blue Show. This is the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. We're going through the first week of the preseason games action. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. And don't forget, you can also go on BleedBlueShow.com and stream all the episodes right from your smartphone and handheld devices right from the website. It's user-friendly. You guys are going to love it. All the content out there for all of our episodes, talking sports. So we're going to get into this Rangers discussion and catch up with Ranger Proud as well on this. RP could be found on Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, and Ranger.Proud on Instagram as well. Let me say this. I saw a little bit of I saw a good chunk of the game yesterday versus the Devils, and the Rangers won. And there's some things that I like, and there's some things that, you know, I still have questions on as far as how we're going to utilize some of the players in the final cuts. You got the game, a home opener about a little over a week away from this. So we're going to get into that discussion right now on the Ring Podcast, get some of the stakeholders' thoughts on that as well. Like I said, check it out one more time with the Rangers episodes, because we're going to start next week. The season opener is next week. We always got to do it by tradition. We always do it for the other teams. So in the event that we have a season opener, so the Rangers shows, they're usually Tuesday nights. But usually when we have a season opener, we do some switching around. So if October 4th, I don't have it right in front of me. I should look it up right now as we speak. So we'll have an idea. The schedule should adjust towards the home opener. So the October 4th is actually next Thursday. So we'll probably have a quick episode next Thursday. That would be during the Giants. So we'll do some maneuvering around for that as well. But probably do a video or something with RP and all that. Ranger Proud as well. Talking Rangers. Let's get some stakeholders on and have some thoughts on Rangers in this preseason, because I didn't see the Islander game in Connecticut. Saw the first Devil game and the Philadelphia game, so I could definitely chime in on that as well. Let's bring them on and have some thoughts. I'm not exactly sure who this is, but I will call it from Westchester. Who is this ending in 5217? Who is this? The Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud through preseason week number one episode. How you doing? Who's this?
This is Eddie Carbone.
Oh, Eddie, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
All right. Stay right there. And just mute your line if there's any background noise. Caller from also from Westchester from 7330. Who's this? 7330.
Hey, good evening, Steve. It's me, Jordan.
Oh, you are back, Jordan. What up? How you doing? Congratulations
to
your Jets.
You.
What week was that? Week one versus the Lions. Congrats to your Jets. Your Jets. Jets on week one. To Eddie and Jordan. Now we'll start with you, Eddie. Have you watched any of the preseason action? The Devil game yesterday, the Islander game, Connecticut, and the Philadelphia, and the other Devil game. Have you watched any of these games? Or what's your thoughts, Eddie?
No. I'm a Rangers fan.
You're a what fan?
A Rangers fan.
As in New York Rangers, right?
Yes.
So have you not seen any of their preseason games?
Not really, no.
All right, so just stay right there. I'm going to get Jordan's thoughts on that. Jordan, have you seen any of the New York Rangers games this preseason? Have you seen yesterday's game or last week's games versus the Islanders, Philly, Devils? What's your thoughts, Jordan? Have you seen any of the Rangers preseason games?
Yeah, I saw yesterday's game, and And I also saw part of the game against some Philly. I didn't see the first game with the Devils or the Islanders game. I know that the first preseason game that the Rangers played with the Devils at the Rock, they won that game 4-3 in overtime. I heard that they lost the Islanders though, and I know that they lost the Flyers to the last time they had played at home I'm just thankful that I got to watch yesterday's preseason game against the Devils when they were at home and they actually beat them at home. So, yeah.
Do you have any thoughts from that game? Like anything from that game you want to take away from the game versus the Devils? And I'll chime in on what I saw versus the Devils yesterday.
Well, I think that the young guys looked pretty good actually, and from what I've seen, I really think that as a head coach, I think David Quinn seems to have a lot of potential, and that he could really develop and mold the young players, especially VZ and Buchnevich and Chidel and Anderson. I think they'll have really good this year. If Quinn can really do that.
Yeah, let's start with Buchnevich because he was a guy that I saw a lot of versatility in his play yesterday, a lot more than I ever saw with AV, the way they were going to use him. For instance, I'll give you an example. There was a couple of plays in the first period where he was in front of the net. I mean, they used him in front of the net as far as getting rebounding attempts. He made nice passes, a Jesper Fast. On the break, where Jesper Fast had an opportunity to score a goal, he just didn't have full control of the puck as he was slashing to the net. I like what I'm seeing out of Buchnevich, his versatility. Now, I can't speak on the Islander game. I totally missed that game. Would like the as you did, you missed the Islander game as well. And maybe RP could give us the thoughts on that, Ranger Proud. So, Jordan, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to get your thoughts also on this additional thoughts on this Devils game from what I saw. RP, welcome back, Ranger Proud, the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. RP, Jordan brought up, got Jordan and Eddie with us. Jordan brought up the thoughts of Pavel Buchnevich yesterday. Anything else you'd like to add to that, RP?
Hey, Steve. Hey, man. I'm sorry, I missed that question.
Pavel Buchnevich, his play in preseason up until this point, in particular the game yesterday, anything you like to weigh in on?
I think his game has been excellent. He's looks like a different hockey player without Ole Vigneault constantly on his ass about playing and worrying about making mistakes at all. He looks faster. He looks more fit. He has a nice shot. He's on a point on a power play the other night. He didn't have a great defensive game yesterday. He was a -3, but in preseason, I don't even care about that. But he seems like a totally different player. He's what I would think would be my breakout player for the year.
I would hope so, man.
The coach has a lot of confidence in him. I think he'll have his best season as a Ranger.
It seemed like under Laving, he was always utilizing that same role as far as along the corners, just skating up and trying to get a shot off, maybe in a power play situation. Where I saw in this game yesterday, I don't know about the Islander game. I can't really attest to that. Maybe you can weigh in on that as well. But the game versus the Devils where they put him in front of the net, he made a nice pass to Jesper Fast. The power play situation with Letteri, utilizing him with Zuccarello, Kevin Hayes. Who else was on there? Pionk. And I think it was Vinny Letteri on the power play as well. But he has utilized that quick right shot that we're all accustomed to. But just get him all parts of the ice, and he looks more comfortable. He looks loose. I look at his body language. He looks relieved. You know what I'm saying, RP?
Oh, absolutely. He looks like a different hockey player. Under Vigneault, he was constantly in the doghouse. He was always getting bumped down to the third or fourth line or being on the bench. He was afraid to make a mistake or do something overly aggressive because if he did make a mistake, it wasn't just a matter of saying, hey, don't do that again, or this is what you did wrong. It was, I'm demoting you or benching you, and that took its toll on the player after a while. So now he seems, like a lot of the players do, it's a whole new game for the entire team. So I expect a lot of players to be more productive and more relaxed on the ice, but he looked really good on the ice.
Mm-hmm. What about from the game yesterday in general, or even going back to the Islander and the Flyer game before that? What do you take from these three in particular games from yesterday, the game in Connecticut and the game versus Philadelphia, and then we'll go back around and get Jordan's thoughts and other people's thoughts?
Too many penalties. I know it's preseason, but I don't expect all these hookings and holding penalties that are going on. And I know the refs are calling the game tighter in preseason than they normally do because that's the nature of the beast, but they seem to be taking way too many penalties, way too many shorthanded opportunities against, which prevents Quinn to get lines out there to see, you know, what he has. I think, you know, the Rangers had that problem last year, so they need to work a little bit more on that. On the positive side, I think Quinn has a great problem on his hand with all these defensemen because a large majority of them are playing pretty well right now. I've been really impressed. Anthony DeAngelis looked good. McQuaid looked good. Brady Shea's been stepping up. Pionk's looked solid. Shattenkirk in the game he played, it was good to see him back on ice. He'll need a little more time, but, you know, he's going to be a mainstay as Mark Stahl. You know, Quinn said he's not thrilled with it, but he may go with eight defensemen in the beginning since they're not quite sure what they want to do player-wise. So I'm impressed just with the defensive core. I don't want to say they're better than last year because a Pee-wee team might be better than last year the way they at points when they were playing, but they seem to be buying into the message that Quinn's putting out there and the coaching staff's putting out there. And I really been a little bit surprised by them. They've looked pretty well. It's a good problem to have. You know, who am I going to keep? As opposed to years past when, well, we got to keep Nick Holden and we have to keep Stephen Camphor because they're just not there. So they have some potential decisions. Nothing will be made until the big cuts on Friday, but they're in good shape.
All right. Let's get go back to Jordan, then we'll get Lou on. But Jordan, what players in particular from these preseason games? We watched the same games. I didn't see the Islander game. If RP wants to expand on that, he could let us know what happened. Jordan, what was your thoughts that you saw with, you know, if anything you'd like to add on with Buchnevich and VC or anybody else on this on these players as far as their progress through the preseason? Anything else you'd like to bring to the table?
Well, I want to say that Philip Chytil, I think, also looks really good too. I really hope that he makes the opening night roster as well. And you know that I really think that that, you know, he'll be really really good because I remember that last season he also skated a couple of times during the preseason and he looked really good although he hadn't gotten the chance to play for the Rangers yet. Him and Anderson had only played for no more than 10 games last season, not so that they their contracts wouldn't burn out because I don't think they were as ready as yet. But I really hope that him and Elias Anderson can get to play more games and actually make them the roster this season.
All right, cool. Lou, we'll bring you on. What's your thoughts? Have you been watching any of the preseason games for the Rangers? What's your thoughts on any of the players, their progress in throughout the little over a week in the preseason action? Welcome back, Lou.
Sorry. Oh, okay, now we're good. I have managed to see some of the I've been impressed so far with what I see, including last night's win over the Islanders. Yeah, I know it's only preseason, but still, you know, rivalry is a rivalry, and I'm hoping that they do have, you know, I agree with Jordan on the players that they keep for the opening day roster. I mean, they looked impressive in preseason. But then, of course, preseason, that was then. Now we got to see what they can do in the regular season. And can they hold up? I mean, last year was also disappointing. When you got to wait, trade your two best players and, you know, send them to Boston and whatnot, that was like the nail in the coffin last season. So hopefully we can avoid that. You know, once our players got traded, last season was, you know, over too early.
All right. All right, cool. RP, I want to go back to you. Thank you very much, Lou. RP, I want to go back to the game last night versus the Devils. I think he had a Freudian slip. The game, what I had noticed, I thought the Rangers actually controlled a good lot of the pace. I was actually ecstatic to see that. couple of blunders, like the quick get-back goal from Kyle Palmieri. That kind of bothered me. I don't know if you remember the play. Since we were talking about Buchnevich, we're in the corner. He was trying to hand off the puck to Staal, and I don't know why he did that with Taylor Hall chasing him, and Taylor Hall took it from Staal, found Palmieri for that open goal, and then it was Lettieri and Zuccarello didn't put a body on Kyle Palmieri. It's little things like that that pisses me off, because that was when the Rangers had a 1-0 lead early in the second period off the power play goal. I don't know, man. What's your thoughts as far as – well, actually, it was the power play goal. That was, Kreider goal came later. It was the goal from Fogarty, which I think that was, you know, give a lot of credit to McLeod in front of the net. But that's you know, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But what about that play? Did you – when you break down that play, I don't know if you talked about that on Elite Sports New York or any on Ranger Proud. Like, it's the puck control stuff, a little carelessness stuff. Do you remember that play, what I'm talking about, in the second period? That handoff and install
mixed up.
You can't do that.
It looked a lot like last year. I remember.
Yeah, you can't do that stuff.
You can't do that stuff, but I know you're going to think I'm crazy, Steve. It's preseason. First off, I expect some of those mistakes to be going on. Second off, I'd be more concerned if the team is playing in its entirety as a whole, which isn't going to happen in this preseason, which is a little strange, to be honest with you. I really thought the last game or two preseason games you'd see the whole team together, but apparently that's not what the Rangers are going to be doing. So I'm trying to let those little things really nudge and irk me, because I'm hoping that the coaching staff and a new star will find a way to pick up on those mistakes and correct them in a positive way, not like what we saw last season or the season before. I mean, I'm sure it's been addressed. Now it's just see does will these guys respond in a better way than they did last season. So, you know, sometimes it's good to see these mistakes, because I really want to see how the coaching staff responds, how the players respond to what the coaching staff says, and how they respond on the ice. I mean, you got to admit there are some improvements just the way Lundqvist played his first game to this game. Hank looked horrible in his first game that he played this season. And he even said it's a game-by-game thing in preseason, not to look too much into it. And he was right, because the last game he played, he looked a hell of a lot better. So I try not to let those little things really irk on me. I think I look more at what each player is doing individually as much as I can when I'm watching the preseason games, because a lot of these games are boring. I mean, the Devil game was good. There was a lot of hitting. There was a lot of after. It was a good preseason game. There's a lot of jabs and fights in between, and there's a lot of action. But for the most part, these games have been a little bit drawn out, and I'm part of that to the coaching staff, because they have so many players, and Joe Micheletti, I mentioned this last night, they have so many good players and young players that the Rangers decided to keep these guys up a little bit longer. This way they'll be a little bit more NHL-ready in case they get recalled. So it's something in years past you haven't seen. Normally when preseason started, all those guys would come over from the Traverse City tournament. They would play their couple of games, maybe two games, and then you'd see a large cut and everybody would be gone. This year they kept everybody up except for maybe 10 guys. So it's been a really different training camp than I'm used to seeing over the last 5-6 years when AV was here.
All right, cool. Let me see. Let's go back to Jordan and get Jordan's thoughts. Jordan, anything else you'd like to add this preseason? Like, what top three Rangers are you favoring right now in the preseason? You mentioned Filip Hedo. How about Elias Andersson? Are you positive about Andersson on his play this preseason as well, and how you fit him in the lineup? Is another Ranger that's on your radar? And then we'll go back to RP on that.
Yes. I think that Elias Andersson is going to be good as well. I've seen him play in yesterday's preseason game, and he actually looked really good too. There's another Ranger that I think should be in on the opening night roster as well, and that's also Lettieri as well, the guy who ended up scoring the overtime winning goal to secure the victory for him, the Rangers. He looked really good as well. So I hope that he will be playing when the season starts too on opening night as well.
All right, RP, Jordan mentioned those two in particular, Hedo earlier, Andersson. I thought Andersson looked good last night in particular. I can't vouch for the other games, well, the other game with the Islanders, but I like his shot selection and his quality of shot selection yesterday versus the Devils. And then she mentioned the game-winning goal, the deflection goal in the overtime, which was kind of weird in the sense of the way Kevin Hayes played that by being very extremely impatient with the puck. But nonetheless, Letarte had a beautiful deflection going to top net on the top of the net with that deflection. What's your thoughts on those two players in Anderson and Letarte in preseason action? I don't know what he did in versus the Islanders, but what's your thoughts?
I think Anderson's having a great preseason. He definitely got scoring skills. He's got great speed. He looks like he's going to be more ready to handle the NHL now than when Hedl stayed up last year. He's achieved everywhere he's gone. He's won. He understands the game. He's a little bit bigger than Hedl, which obviously gives him a little bit more of an edge. So I expect him to be in. I expect all of them to be in the opening day lineup, to tell you the truth. Letarte, we like. He's a good forward. He takes a lot of shots. He doesn't finish often. I mean, last night was a great deflection, but most of that was, as you said before, was Kevin Hayes. There aren't a lot of forward spots available on the team. There really aren't. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I think it was, Quinn actually conceded and said there's a possibility that Hedl and even Anderson might go to the wing if he felt that would help them. He's more of keeping up. He would rather keep top nine best forwards on the team and worry about the positions later other than Zibanejad and Hayes. They're definitely going to be the number one and number two centers on the team. So, you know, that's an interesting thing because when preseason started, if you remember, Steve, Jeff Gorton said he was keeping everybody at their position. So he wanted the centers to be centers and they would play it out. And I guess now they're realizing that, you know, a guy like Anderson, if he can't center, he's going to be a pretty damn good winger anyway. So you got to keep him up. And Hedl's been playing well up. So they have as many decisions as they have on defense, they have with the forwards. But I got to tell you, a guy we haven't mentioned, and I got two. One guy that's playing really well, and one guy that I think is invisible. The really well guy is Brendan Smith. Brendan Smith looked really good on defense. You know, he put last year to bed. He's been aggressive. He's been
I wouldn't say that last
park.
Night, though.
Skating good. No, but look, one night is one night. Overall,
okay.
I thought Smith's been playing really well.
Are you talking about the Philadelphia game and the Islander game? Or what game's in reference to?
I forgot the last game. I think, did he play in the Islander game or the Fly game? I only saw parts of the Islander game. But I've been trying to watch him on game films and clips just to see what he's doing out there. Just like D'Angelo, I think they're both hard to send them down. It's going to depend on what he's looking for as that fifth or sixth defenseman, or if he keeps seven and eight. It all depends where he's going. But I tell you something, Smith needs to find his game that he had when he got traded to New York, and the Rangers need that. The Rangers absolutely need that because they can have a really good defensive unit. You know, McQuaid, they need a rough and tough defenseman. Let's be realistic. These are big guys they're playing against, and McQuaid and Smith, when they're playing at their game, can handle it. The invisible guy who I'm not happy with so far has been Jimmy Vesey. He really needs to pick it up because let me tell you something. With the battle going on with the forwards right now, if it wasn't that he already had an established time with the New York Rangers, we might be talking about him being sent down. He's been invisible. You know, but he's been up here for a couple of years now, so you know what you get with him. So that isn't the case. But if he was a Letarte, let's say, we'd be thinking more that he's going to be one of the first cuts. He hasn't done much of anything on the ice. He's been invisible. You haven't even heard his name when he's out there. I couldn't even tell you what games he played in, not to be honest with you. And that's not Jimmy Vesey hockey. Normally he's in there, he's a little antagonizer, he makes some really good plays, he's good with the puck, he's good away from the puck. So they need him, so he really needs to see what the hell is going on this preseason and get going. I don't know which game he's playing in, because now the Rangers play, for some reason in preseason, the Rangers are playing back-to-back nights. Wednesday
and
Thursday.
Do you think it's possible they're
going
to send them down? I mean, do you think if they don't see
anything
out of
him? I don't think they're going to send them down, but he might be the odd man out of the 12. It depends who he keeps up. It really depends on that fourth line. I could tell you I don't think Jimmy Vesey right now is the top nine forward the way he's playing. I just don't see it right now. I mean, I've heard Peter Holland's name mentioned more, and I'm not a big Peter Holland fan.
Well, absolutely not.
I don't know why he just seems to be out of the play for some reason. He's not He's not engaging. He's invisible. It's very unusual. It's something we've never seen. So I really hope that he can step it up. I mean, we all know the type of player he is and what he can do on the ice and his speed, and he's good with the puck. He's a good passer. So he really needs to step up, find his game, and get going because, you know, opening night's right around the block. The Rangers have two games
really
in the preseason. Really, they play tomorrow, they play Thursday, and the next time they're on the ice is against the Predators on the 4th. So it's going to come by. It's going to come by really fast.
Yeah. Before I go back to Jordan, I don't want to lose my thoughts on Brendan Smith because if you say that Brendan Smith is having a good preseason, I didn't see the Islander game. Don't remember exactly what happened with him in the Philadelphia game, but I thought he had a bad moment when the game got scored, tied up at 3. It's not all his fault. It's just certain – when you go up against elite lines, like I would put the Devils line is very, very good. It could be at least
the Taylor Hall line,
Well, yeah, I mean, with Taylor Hall on it, he's a Hart Trophy recipient.
Absolutely.
MVP. And when he got that goal, Hayes loses – you know, Hayes had an up-and-down game yesterday, but he made up for that – made up for it in the overtime. But he lost the puck at the blue line. And Kyle Palmieri, when he went up ice, and he had Brendan Smith – Brendan Smith looked very passive. I know it's Kyle Palmieri, and he's a very excellent player, but he gave a lot of space – allowing Palmieri to go over the middle where I thought Brendan Smith could at least tacked it and put the stick on the puck or deflect it, poke checked it or something. But he had Brendan Smith backpedaling too far. I really don't know why when I kept on rewatching it. I understand what he was doing where Palmieri cuts across the center and he finds Taylor Hall. And when there were it was a turnover and it was a push by the Devils, Buchnevich and Vinny Lettieri. This is another issue that I have with the play, and this goes back to Buchnevich defensively. Buchnevich and Lettieri, they got to put a body on Taylor Hall, and they allowed him to tie up the game. And then it goes back to what I was saying about Buchnevich with puck control earlier in the game with Staal. Once again, I kind of, as much as I like what I saw offensively out of Buchnevich in the game yesterday, defensively, those two plays alone ended up in two goals, one by Palmieri and one by Taylor Hall. And that's my issue I'm having with Buchnevich as far as picking up a body or puck control when it sets up the other team offensively. So that's something I think we need to keep an eye out on the next couple of preseason games as well as a regular season RP in Jordan and Eddie and Lou. That's something I wanted, you know, Buchnevich defensively, like his awareness with the puck and all awareness as far as picking up Taylor. That's Taylor Hall. You know who Taylor Hall is? Vinny Lettieri and Pavel Buchnevich. Get on him. Like, and you had a night. You know you had the lead. You had the momentum in your favor, and you gave up the other goal. The other goal that was set up by Palmieri, who set up Nico Hischier to make it 3-2, and then you came right back minutes later and tied. They had tied up the game. So there's things like that that killed us last year. You know, we're seeing it again, and it's from the same player. When it comes to Pavel, anything else you'd like to add to that, RP? I know we can say it's preseason all you want, but a trend is a trend.
No.
And this was happening last year.
Right. I agree with you. First of all, Taylor Hall's line is going to be the entire league's going to have to deal with that line. They look that good. But I, you know, Steve,
well, our whole
I hear what you're saying.
I
just don't think he's playing
lines like that, too, though, man. Right? I mean, think about it. Columbus has lines like that.
Pittsburgh,
Washington.
Yeah, but overall,
I just
considering where he's come from and all the problems he had last year, he looks better this year than he did last year in preseason and in the beginning games. He doesn't seem to be running around. He doesn't seem to be that lost on the ice like he was at the beginning of the season last year for whatever reason. Whatever happened to him from when he signed his contract to when last season started. And maybe I'm giving him a little bit of benefit of the doubt because he is a veteran in the league. I just think he's been playing. He's shown me now that he deserves to be back up here. And that does Anthony DeAngelo. So, you know, maybe they'll both make the team. But I don't think he's – I think he's improved a lot on where he's played Smith. I think he looks a lot more intent on the ice. I think he looks a little more comfortable than he had on the ice. And for whatever reason, look, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to blow pucks, give pucks away over a course of a season. You're looking for just decent consistency. And for the most part, he has not had a bad preseason. You know, he's got an assist. He's only appeared in two games. He's got an assist. He played about 19 minutes in each game, so he's getting a real serious look by Quinn. You know, he's getting some good ice time. I would think you're going to see him in one of the two games remaining. No, but that's actually another question. What kind of lineup is he going to put out? Is he just going to play all the guys that he's not sure about? Is he going to play the guys to give him one more game before they get sent down? It's weird when you have a new coach. You really don't have any tendencies to look at and think what he's doing, which is a good thing. The players have talked about that too. A new camp was definitely due, a new layout, new practices, hard drills. And like you said, the Rangers kept coming back last night. That relentlessness is a real big thing that Quinn has been pushing to his players. And last night was, I think, the first night you really saw it. The Rangers were attacking the puck and attacking the puck. They weren't giving them time to skate out. They weren't giving them time to make a good pass. They looked like a different team, which is what we want to see, obviously.
All right. Jordan, do you have any thoughts defensively with the Rangers when it comes to how they're going to attack this in this preseason and upcoming regular season? Do you have any questions or thoughts on the Rangers' defense in transition, whether it's between the in the neutral zone or outside of blue lines? What's your thoughts, Jordan, with the Rangers' defense?
Well, I want to say that that we're seeing the same things like we saw last year, where you have one guy defending the other player, and then you have another player just wide open shooting the puck in the net and getting the puck into the net. That, like we said, can't happen. That's what happens. You have one person defending one player, and then you have the other guy who's not even doing anything at all, and he's just leaving him wide open. It happens way too much. I just think that some of our defensemen just don't know how to defend. I think that some of them are good offensively, but I just don't think that they're good on defending players where they know how to not only defend one player, not keep the other guy who's about to score wide open on like that.
Yeah, it's not just that, and it's also getting a body on the trail player. That's the guy who's killing us. So it's the Palmieri's, Taylor Hall. But these are very good players in the division. But we have a lot of that in the division, too. That's kind of what worries me. But, RP, let's move on to this. Let me ask you this. Well, I would say ask you this. I thought Zibanejad looked very good last night as well. How he's not just some slap shooter at the left side of the red circle. I like what he did in the power play on the rush and feeding Kreider. That was a beautiful goal. If you remember that at the start of the third period, I think that made it 3-1. Tell us what your thoughts of what you saw on that play. And, you know, Kreider being Kreider, attacking the opposite side of the ice and getting a beautiful pass.
That's what we're looking for, right? That's the Kreider that we've been talking about. That's the lineup. Zibanejad's doing his job. He's skating well. It doesn't matter that he's not scoring, because when he has the puck on his stick, you could see that confidence. It oozes out of him. He knows he's always looking to make a move. When he has the puck, you know something's going to happen, and the Rangers haven't had that a lot of years. And, you know, Zibanejad has been hurt the last couple of seasons with injuries, this and that, so you're looking for him to come out with that fresh start, and it was a great play. Kreider, you know, cleared it off, but his speed with that whole play, and that's the Kreider that we're looking for. That's what we've been talking about. Hayes, I think, had a really good camp. He looked good yesterday. Of course, he got the assist on the winning goal and was really patient with that play, waiting for everything to develop in front of him. So, you know, you don't want to get over-optimistic, and we haven't seen all the lines playing together, but those are the things that I'm looking at. You're looking for those kind of plays on the power play, on regular 5-on-5, and that's what the Rangers are going to need. You know, they're going to need big, big plays from Zibanejad. They're going to make big plays from Kreider all season. And it's good to see it start to coming a little bit. You know, it'll get a little bit more fluent once the team is finally gelled and they know who the teammate's going to be and who the line mates are going to be. And, you know, even though that shouldn't matter a lot, it does. You want to know who you're playing with. And the Zibanejad line is always a powerful line. It's always a strong line. It's always been a line that's led the Rangers. So I'm looking forward to, you know, the season kickoff just to see what these guys can really do in a full season with a coach that's giving them, instead of having someone that's always pulling them back a little bit and always has issues with being a little maybe too aggressive in the offensive zone. I think these guys are really going to flourish with this coach. He's giving them the rein to, hey, make it happen. Show me what you can do. Take advantage of it. Don't, you know, be accountable. If you're going to make a mistake, learn from it. But I'm not going to put you on the bench. I'm not going to put you in the press box. You're not going to get demoted to the fourth line for making a bad play when you're trying. And those are all the things that happened over the last season. You want to know something? It really does take a toll on the whole team. But defensively, too, you make a bad giveaway. Okay, you know it's a bad giveaway, but you don't even get the bench or demoted every time that it happens. You need to know that you got a coach that's got your back, that says, all right, don't do it again, but get back out there. You know, get back out. You make a mistake, get up, get back out there. When you fall down, you get up, right, Steve? It's the same thing. You make a bad play, you get out there. Lundqvist gets ripped in a bad goal. I'm not going to start ripping him like AB was doing a little bit in the middle of the season last year. Some things need to stay internal. The coach needs to, the player needs to know the coach got his back. I read a piece today on The Athletic about Buchnevich, and it's the first thing he said. It's nice that I know the coach is backing me up. It's nice that the coach sat down and took me to lunch the other day, and I got to tell him what I was looking, what I wanted to do, and he got to tell Buchnevich what he was looking for. You didn't hear about that or see about that. This is a player's coach, and I think the team is really going to thrive on it.
I don't want to lose track. I have two questions for you and Jordan, and if Eddie wants to chime in, that's cool. Let me ask you this, especially that power play goal wasn't more – it was more to me about Zibanejad than Kreider, because – I'm so used to seeing Kreider in a set situation in a third of the ice. So you move the puck, you know, try to set up Zibanejad. So it usually swings to Zuccarello, goes around, it's across ice pass to Zibanejad, and he slaps a shot. I saw something different out of Zibanejad. You think that's my question to you, because do you think they have more of a role in him in stretch plays? They said they weren't going to do it, but that's what I saw yesterday from the defenseman, to have Zibanejad outlet on the ice on the wing to set up a streaking Kreider or even Elias Anderson, who's on that power play shift. Do you see more of that out of Zibanejad in a power play role? That's my first question for both of you, and I have a follow-up question on Hayes. But that question first for you, RP, and then we'll go to Jordan. Role for Zibanejad on a power play. More of a role, more role, more diversity.
You know,
there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost you, Steven. It came back in. I think what you were saying about the stretch pass, I think on the power play, all bets are off. I think if you get that opportunity to streak down the ice like Kreider did, that's the play to make. So it's hard to say they don't want to do that when it depends what the other team is giving you on the ice. Now, we know the Rangers last year, the year before, loved doing the stretch pass. It was a big thing. Quinn's not so much into it. He wants them to come out more as a five-man unit. But in that instance, that was the play. And as much as it was a play that Zibanejad made was more impressive, both players were needed to finish it off, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't think no one was more better than the other, but it was great. It was great to see Kreider streak down there and beat everybody out. And even though it was an easy empty netter, getting to the net was his hard part, and he did it with ease.
Sure
I don't
did.
Think people realize that when you watch that replay and you watch from where Kreider started to where he finished when he got the tap in, as great as it was watching Zibanejad stick out with the puck, it's hard. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do what he did. He's a big guy with a lot of size, and it was great to see him use both those assets. So I just want to see them keep doing things like that. You know, 5-on-5 power play. They really need to excel. The power plays look fairly well in preseason. And once again, they haven't had a whole their number one and number two unit together at one time. But for what you've seen on the ice, they have had some decent shots, some good goals. So I hopefully, if anything comes out of the preseason, they can start building on that.
Right. Jordan, what's your thoughts? Do you think Zibanejad has more of a role in the power play situation than just slap shots? What's your thoughts on Zibanejad?
Well, I agree with what RP was saying, and he's actually right. I really think that Zibanejad also is very good on the power play unit. You know, at first when he first came to Rangers, I thought that maybe he'd be just a maybe for a center, but now that he's been playing more often, I really think that he's really starting to establish himself, as a really good center now. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's number one center, but I think that, you know, he's really, really good, even from what I've seen of him last year, because I actually remember something of him that I actually witnessed with my own eyes when I was at a Rangers and Devils game in Newark at the Rock. Zibanejad was the one who had scored the game winning goal, and that was actually in overtime, and when he did that, I was like, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, wow, that was great. That was awesome. I never expected that coming. He skated towards the goal, shot the puck in, and it went right in. And as soon as that happened, that got all the Rangers fans on at the Rock on their feet, and everybody was clapping. I was like, what? In the end, I said to myself, what a game I saw, and I'm glad that I got to witness it.
All right, cool. RP, matter of fact, Eddie, let me get your thoughts as well on this. Eddie, what's your thoughts as far as Zibanejad and Kreider this season? Seeing them in the preseason and again chemistry, if they can stay healthy, if you have any thoughts on those particular players or anything else you would like to say, Eddie, as far as the Rangers players this preseason as well?
Same as Jordan,
huh? That's it?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, RP, my second question as far as Hayes, we're talking about the overtime goal. I thought he made Sammy Vatanen, the defenseman for the Devils, make a choice. And it was really awkward because it's a 3-on-3 situation. But Hayes was really, really, really patient with that play. He made Vatanen make a decision, either choose the streaking Vinny Letteri, I mean, not Vinny Letteri, the streaking Anthony Tony DeAngelo or Letteri. So he bites on DeAngelo, and that's how he fed Letteri for the goal. And I think, to your point as far as Hayes having a strong camp, Hayes looked all right in certain situations, in my opinion. I saw him turn over the puck that led to the deficit goal, cutting it to 3-2 at the time, because he made, you know, Palmieri took the puck from Hayes at the blue line, and they went up, and that's where the Brendan Smith thing, the debacle happened, and that's where I got on him earlier about Buchnevich and Letteri not picking up Taylor Hall. But plays like this turns into the positive, so it offsets the plus and minus. You get an even on that. And I thought it was an excellent play, and Letteri had a nice deflection goal. So you saw a lot of good Hayes, some bad, but mostly Hayes making the plays to really to the comfort of the Rangers to propel them to victory in the overtime. So anything else you'd like to add on the Hayes situation, RP?
Wow, you are tough on the Rangers in preseason this year, Steve. Let me tell you.
I'm just going off of what I see. I'm looking at it defensively.
You are
in some situation.
You are in a tough mode. I'm telling you. Listen, I think everyone's got to realize one thing. No one plays a perfect game. They're going to make stupid mistakes, and the better team is the one that can bounce back from it. Now, we've been on the other side of that for a couple of seasons, so I'm hoping that we start to be the better team. But I don't, you know something? If they're going to make these mistakes trying to be aggressive and trying to just play different hockey than we've seen over the last 2-3 seasons, right now I'm all for it. You know, if you're going to rebuild and you're going to learn from mistakes and all, then make them in preseason now. So I think Hayes has more pressure on him than most people think, because he knows that right now this he's an unrestricted free agent for all intents and purposes, unless in January the Rangers do something contract-wise. And that's got to be eating at him a little bit too, because he wants to have that career year. He wants to have that big number year, and that could benefit the Rangers. So I like the way he plays, or he has played. We expect a lot out of him. He's going to be the number two center on the team. He's behind Nika. So he's going to get a lot of these big, important face-off times, and his play is going to be magnified probably more than most of the players because of that reason. I mean, he's going to be in those big-time situations, up a goal late in the game in their own end. He's going to be taking a big draw, or vice versa, down a goal late in the game in the offensive end. He's going to be the guy looking for, to win that face-off to set up a goal like he did the other day. I think it was when Buchnevich scored his power play goal. I think Hayes was centering. So I think because of that, I think because of that, everyone's going to be nitpicking on him a little bit more because he's going to be in the light a lot more. And, you know, something, when you're playing New York and in the number two center, that just comes with the job. But I have had no real issues with the way he's played in preseason, the way he's handled himself. He said it, he wants to stay and be a Ranger forever, which is great to hear. And we're just going to see when the season starts if they can find their groove. It's very important the team finds some sort of groove early in the year and builds up some momentum. And Hayes is one of those leaders that's going to have to do it.
Now, what about your thoughts, RP, on the goalie competition with Merritt Manzanik and then, of course, Alexander Gorgiev? Oh, you saw a lot of Manzanik
yesterday.
Okay, so it's Gorgiev's job to lose.
Yeah, it's Gorgiev. I mean, let's be realistic. Manzanik looked all right. Tarkowski looked all right. No one's standing on their head. The only reason why Gorgiev doesn't make it as the backup this year is if they want him to play more than 25 games. If they go, you know, they have to decide what's more important. Is it more important from the backup, the New York Rangers, with Lundqvist on the ice playing 60, 62 games, and he gets to watch and learn and practice every day with one of the better goalies in the National Hockey League with the big club and get the experience, all the travel, and get that awe out of the way in this season? Or do they send him down where he plays probably 50, 60 games, for sure, being half the Wolfpack's number one goaltender? He gets a lot more action. He's a lot more shocked. And then next year comes up. The problem with that is there's another goalie coming over that's probably going to be the backup next year. So it's a really weird situation. I personally think Gorgiev makes the team. I think you have to go with his skill being better than all the other goalies we've brought in the camp. And he could probably win a lot of those games when he backs up, and we're going to need every point that we can get when Lundqvist isn't in that. So I don't think it's been much of a competition. The other goalies have made some nice saves and they looked all right, but I really believe it's Gorgiev's to lose, unless the coaching staff has just decided, I don't care how well he's playing, he's going back to Hoffman for experience.
Right. I thought, before we go back to Jordan and then get Jordan's thoughts on the goalie situation, let me add this real quick. You know, the Rangers got that one power play goal from Kreider, from Zibanejad. I thought the penalty kill was very good yesterday as well. I thought they did an excellent job. I like the combinations of what I'm seeing in the units. They got pesky guys. They're throwing Pionk in there, of course, Stahl, throwing a Lettieri here and there.
Chris Kreider's
so I
in
like,
there now, huh?
And I saw Kreider in there as well. You're right. Yeah. I like the PK and how that's been flowing. And they've done a lot of good job with spacing, collapsing on shooters. And is really making it hard for the guy from the point from the on a power play unit, on an opposing power play unit, to really get a clear shot. I thought they've done a good job with really harassing some of these guys on the PK situations in some of these games as well. So, and anything else to add, Jordan? Anything else you'd like to add on any other player? We talked about the power play, the penalty kill. Did you like the penalty kill? I thought the Devils weren't as solid or fluid in yesterday's game. And then any of the upcoming games as well, you have any thoughts? I think we got the Islanders tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And then RP, if you don't want to weigh in on that too. But Jordan, you first, anything from your perspective on the special teams, power play, penalty kill?
Well, I think that the penalty killing looks good, and I think the power play is starting to get better as well. And like RP was saying, in terms of the goalie situation, I really don't think there's much of a competition between who's going to be the backup goalie to Lundqvist. I really think that Georgiev is going to make the team because that other guy, Mrazek, I forgot his name. Actually, from what I've seen of him, he looks horrible, and I really think that he should be cut like the other guy Brodeur, because Brodeur I think wasn't that good either, although he only made the team on a tryout basis only for exhibition games and purposes and training camp and that kind of stuff. But I think if anything, Georgiev is the guy that will make the team along with Lundqvist, because you know what, in the future, I really think that Georgiev is going to be the guy in that, because I'm pretty soon as well. Lundqvist also is getting very very old, and he's already old enough already as it is, but You know, he's starting to struggle more and more. But and he's not the same goalie that he was once when he was in his prime. So that's why I really think that pretty soon, though, I think the Rangers are going to need to move on from Lundqvist altogether. I know that he wanted to stay with the Rangers through the rebuild, but I really think that pretty soon, you know, they're going to need to move on from him, and I don't think that he'll want to get traded either. So I think that he'll probably just have to hang up his skates and retire because yeah, the Rangers pretty soon, or next couple of years or so, are going to need a new young fresh goalie between the pipes as they're starting goalie.
Mm-hmm. RP, I forgot to mention
that name was going to be.
Go ahead, RP, and I'll follow up.
And that name is going to be Igor Shorenstein from the KHL. He should be with the Rangers next year. He, from everything I've read, he should be the Hanks replacement, without a doubt. That's why I think next year, whoever backs up this year, won't be here next year if he comes over. I think for sure he'll back up Hank in the first season next year, and then he'll really start battling Hank for the starting job in that following year after that. It's got to happen sometime. Hank's 36. It's going to – the Rangers have been lucky with one thing, Steve. They've always had goaltending. They had never gone through, knock on wood, let's say what the Flyers have gone through. And they just can't find that guy to stand in between the pipes and do his job. The Rangers have been pretty lucky over the years goaltending-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Aside that we haven't won a Stanley Cup. But you can't knock, you know, the Lundqvist, the Richters, the Van Beesbrooks, the Bob Froese, all the way back. They've had some solid goalies that can stand in there and lead the team. And this is going to be another guy, I think, that can do the same.
Yeah. One more point, RP, and then we'll go around to Jordan and get final thoughts. But let me – that I really like Neil Pionski. I mentioned it earlier about the penalty kill. But remember the other one that the Rangers had in the yesterday's game that got him the 2-1 lead where he did an excellent job. He's so pesky. He's really a pest, and especially in the neutral zone. And he's really underrated. I think they kind of underestimate him as far as his strength, because at his size and his skill. And he had that he stole that puck. I forgot from which play from the Devils, but he led Tim Gettinger for that goal because Gettinger had initially blocked, but he recovered and went around the left and scored it and got past Eddie Lack to make it. I think it was 2-1 at the time, but it was really about our guys that's going to be on this roster. It was more about Pionk, the way how he as bad as I'm getting on some of these Ranger players on their defense, like we talk, I said Hayes and Booch Nevis, but Pionk is a guy that I'm really loving his two-way game. His shots from the point has been a high quality in this preseason from what I've seen. And then I look at it defensively, especially and whether the puck could go either way, going on offensive defensively, his ability to turn turnovers into points. I love what I'm seeing out of Neil Pionk in this camp and in this preseason as well.
I definitely agree with these. He's in my top six, without a doubt. And my top six is Shea Stahl, Smith, Shattenkirk, Pionk, and McQuaid. That's who I think will be the starting night six. I don't know what pairings and anything like that. That's just based on what I've seen and what the team is looking for and a little bit of grit and a little bit of luck. You know, three of those guys are pretty much locked in. We all know Shea Stahl and Shattenkirk are going to be starting on the team for sure. I would think Pionk is probably the fourth guy that's pretty locked in. I don't see him not being in the top six. So it's more of, I think Smith and McQuaid are going to get it. Some people are going to think D'Angelo's going to get it. It all depends where they want to go, how comfortable they are, what the coaching staff believes can happen.
All right, right. Jordan, can we get some final thoughts from you? We got a couple more preseason games. Got regular season action next week. Jordan, final thoughts on this episode of the Ring Podcast with Ranger Prop Game through this week and a half worth of games. Jordan, your final thoughts, and we'll get to Eddie as well, and then RP will wrap up.
All right, so I wanted to say that, yeah, I agree with RP. Pionk, I've seen a lot of good stuff from him too. There's no doubt in my mind that he he'll definitely make the opening night roster as well. And that I've also heard from another friend of mine who's not a Rangers fan, he's a Devils fan. He told me that what he's seen of him as well is that he's actually very, very good in scoring also overtime goals with the Rangers. That's why that's why he was saying at the end of yesterday's game when he tried to shoot the puck in and didn't score, but that was close. That's why he was saying that the other Devils players should try and defend him so that to stop him from scoring the overtime goal again. Because if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, during the first time that the Rangers played the Devils at the Rock this during this preseason, I think Pionk was the guy, I believe, who had scored the overtime goal. If I'm not mistaken,
you're
as
right.
Far as I heard.
That is correct. You're correct.
So,
you definitely
so,
are.
So that's why I said there's no doubt in my mind that I think that he'll definitely make the team as well, and he's another player as well that I think can have a really good year this year if Coach Quinn will develop him the right way.
Right. Jordan, thank you very much for your time and your opinion here on the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. Eddie, can we get the final thoughts from you as well? Anything else? Looking forward to the next game on your Rangers? And then we'll go to RP for final thoughts.
I agree with Jordan on what you said. I think he'll make the team.
All right, cool. Eddie, man, thank you very much. RP, final thoughts from you. Any content you would like to share, at least Sports New York, so on and so forth? Anything else you got going on for the next couple of preseason games? And, of course, the regular season action starting next week. Your final thoughts is to RP.
Well, just looking forward to see all the cuts that got made after these two preseason games. We'll know what the Ranger team at least looks like come Friday night. Opening night roster has to be locked in by October 2nd, I think it is. So we're getting down finally to real hockey. Going to see what Coach Quinn wants to go out with on his first pro coaching job on October 4th and see the plays he's going to put on the ice. So that's a pretty much exciting part. Not looking for too much out of these next two preseason games. I think you're going to see a lot of players that aren't going to be on the Rangers team come opening night or won't even be up with the club. I think that's why they kept everybody up to play these three games in four nights. So, once the cuts get made, the fans will get to see what's going on. We get to see what line combinations he'll be considering over the next couple of practices. And we get ready to kick off the season. Look for our ESNY's NHL Ranger preview coming out, probably right before opening night. We're writing that up now. And keep following along with Elite Sports and Ranger Proud. I appreciate it.
All right, the podcast for Ranger Proud. Jordan, Eddie, and Lou signing off. This episode is going to be on BleedBlueShow.com. You can stream the episode right from the website, from your smartphone or PC devices. You can listen to it on the train, the plane, work, whatever, the gym, right from your smartphone. BleedBlueShow.com, you hear RP and all the stakeholders as well. And then, of course, we'll like tradition, man, if the Rangers play on October 4th, I believe that's a Thursday, we'll do a post game right there on Thursday, man. We got to, man, right after the opening night of the season, man, versus the Preds. So we got to get those thoughts, man. So we'll be back. We should be back next week as well, Tuesday and Thursday. Get some thoughts and right ahead into the start of the regular season. Ranger Proud, Jordan, Eddie, Lou, Sangre Azul. Follow Ranger Proud on social media as well and on the pages, and to give everybody else a like on their social media. Sangre Azul, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.